Hey everybody, it's time for another big time movie reboot with Trent.
And Colin.
And today we're talking about Sherlock Holmes, the new one.
The new Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, not the old one.
Starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
As well as Rachel McAdams.
Directed by
Guy Ritchie.
His roaring return to the cinema.
Yeah, he directed such blockbusters as Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Indie hit, but yeah. And then the debacle that was swept away.
Ooh. Get yourself away from Madonna and you can make movies. All right, so.
Get yourself away.
Yeah, this. I was talking to someone who had read most of the early Sherlock Holmes, the novels.
Novella.
And I had always thought that Sherlock Holmes was the Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
But my friend informed me that he was not. He was a lot more like the one that was portrayed by Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
in this film. And whether or not it, you know, held true to this stuff
right.
was just skipped me right over.
I have no awareness.
But it was, I was fascinated by Robert Downey Jr.'s character and fascinated by this film.
And his performance. It was a very, I think initially when I saw the trailers, the movie gave me the impression that it was going to be something like the Wild Wild West. It just kind of had that look that was like a little bit of a anachronistic, you know, I don't know, just kind of out of its time, and then it was going to be a little bit
out of
hip.
Sorts.
Yeah, they were just hip and kind of modern. And it's not that way at all, the impression. And I think part of that impression comes from Guy Ritchie's other movies, you know, of note being pretty ultra-hip and modern.
Right.
So you get that kind of, when you're going into it, you're like, how's Guy Ritchie going to make a Sherlock Holmes movie? And the answer is
very, very well.
Yeah, very, very, sorry, that's my phone yelling at us there.
So I think your phone was telling us it's time to talk about special effects.
Yes.
And I think some of these special effects were the best I've ever seen.
Well, and some of them, I would even say, because, I mean, typically when you think special effects, you think, you know, CGI and all that stuff. And I think there were a lot of very cool effects that weren't specifically...
Yeah, putting them in the time period.
Right.
But there were also a lot of really interesting practical effects.
Right,
slow motion, explosions.
Very cool stuff.
Really interesting things.
Yeah.
Also, the story here is a really good story.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's I would say it's akin to something like an Indiana Jones or a National Treasure kind of story where you have that, you know, the secret society kind of backbone and all that kind of stuff that you don't really have a whole lot of working knowledge of when you walk into it. And maybe not when you walk out, but it's you know, it's enough fun that you're not constantly leaping ahead of the story.
Right, know. Something to keep you figuring things out with Holmes or watching him figure things out for you.
Right.
And just the sets were amazing.
Yeah.
I believed the time period.
Right.
I believed Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
Now, if you don't like dirty movies, this is not for you. Because it's, like, except for maybe one or two sets, it's pretty much dirty.
You mean grime?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually grimy.
Dirt.
Yes.
Like, not not adult.
Trashy.
Yeah,
right.
Not trashy, but
literally dirt.
Maybe everybody needs to take a shower.
Right, yeah.
Literally
if you
dirty.
Had a dirt problem,
yeah.
That would be a problem for you. Yeah, it's very clever. It's fun. It wraps up in a package that doesn't leave you, you know, confused, I don't think, and it doesn't leave you... thinking back to how a bunch of stuff doesn't work, which is a problem for me with a lot of movies where, you know, they get to a point when you reach the plot twists or the reveals and you're just like, you know, but for that to happen, all this other stuff that doesn't make sense had to happen, you know, or stuff we didn't see, you know, so they don't do that.
It was complete.
It's very complete, very complete. And it leads you into the sequel, inevitable sequel in a cool, fun way, so.
Right, and if you don't know much about Guy Ritchie's films, Don't be afraid that he has done some indie things.
Right,
but
right.
He is well within his peer group as a film director, and he uses a lot of interesting devices in this film to tell the story as well as keep you visually interested.
True, and I think his fascination with the underworld actually serves this movie well.
You don't mean vampires and
no, yeah. I mean the like criminal underworld.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, gangsters and ne'er-do-wells.
All right, well, I highly recommend this film.
Also, highly recommend it.
Thanks for joining us for another Audio Boo.